Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we are. Once again, on the balmy beach that is Planet Rick. It's a beach 365 days a year, too, and it's always the same temperature, right around 74. Isn't that right,
man,
Rick Ector?
Man, temperature must be a state of mind, man, because when I went out earlier today, it was sitting at a brisk 17 degrees Fahrenheit, man. And let me just tell you, getting the mail during this time of the year is severely overrated.
Well, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong about this, but one of the reasons that they started putting remote starting in a car was to warm up a car to where you didn't have to go outside to get to the car to warm up the car.
Yeah, man, but I didn't have to. You know, I don't live about like out in the boonies where you live, where you have to actually drive to your mailbox. All I have to do is open the front door, take a couple of steps to the side, reach into the box, and then run back in the house, man. Let me tell you.
I'm in the burbs, man. I'm in the burbs. I'm not rural. I'm in the burbs.
The burbs is different from rural. So
yeah.
How far away is your mailbox from your front door?
40 feet.
Okay, 40 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
That would definitely put you in the burbs and not in the rural areas of our fine nation, man. But how are things with you? How's the weather down there?
It's been cold. It's been overcast.
Cold for those of us who are listening.
It's not cold to you. It is definitely not cold to you. But it's going to get down into the 20s tonight.
Okay. Now, what was the high water mark today?
47.
Okay, that's not bad, man. That's not bad at all.
The problem this morning was that my heat, the thermostat went bad, and the heat would not come on. So it was pretty chilly. It was pretty chilly, even though it wasn't as chilly as, say, where you're at.
I know, man. And I'm still in a good mood because a few days ago, get this, I actually had an opportunity to knock an item off of the honey-do list. Are you familiar with a honey-do list is?
I've been married 36 years. What are you talking about?
So, roughly, you know, 4 or 5 days ago, I was approached by my significant other who, out of nowhere, subtly remarked that it had been some time since I had pledged to get her a box of defensive ammo, you know. And it seemed like it came out of nowhere, man, because you know how, like, you and your woman or your wife, your significant other, you're just, you know, just having a pleasant conversation or just sitting on TV watching WandaVision or whatever show you might be watching at that time. And out of nowhere comes this item that you pledged to do at some point in time. And I'm not going to say you forgot, but, you know, it kind of, you know, left your top five things on your must-do list set.
Right.
And she gently mentioned to me that I neglected to get her a box of defensive ammo because she needed some ammo, right? She wasn't out, but you know what? She was low, and I pledged a month or so ago to get her some. And so guess what? On the very next day, I went on a mission to find a box of ammo for her firearm, man. And you know what? I was able to find it without too much trouble. Granted, I paid a little more for it than I wanted. And you know what? I found some ammo that wasn't exactly what I was looking for. I need a box of 9mm, right?
Right.
A box of 9mm defensive rounds. All I could come up with were some plus P's. You know what plus P's are, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're a little on the spicy side, right?
They're spicy, so, more pressure, more velocity, more hit. More
right.
hit when
so
they
normally,
hit. Yeah.
Normally, practice rounds in 9mm come in at about 115 grains. You know, maybe defensive rounds might come in at 124 or more. Well, this came in at 147 grains. So, yeah, I gave it to her, but, you know, I'm thinking we probably should go to a range and shoot a few rounds so she'll get an idea as to what
right.
147 grains feels like, you know, just in case, right?
So it's plus P, but it's 147 grains, so it's the same as subsonic as far as weight, but it's plus P. That's interesting.
It's plus P, so it's slightly hot, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's on my to-do list, to get her to shoot at least a few rounds of plus P so she'll get a general idea of what it feels like. You know, I get her to the range every so often to shoot more conventional rounds, but, yeah, I at least wanted to pull the trigger a few times on some plus P's before she starts carrying them. So that was the thing that was on my honey-do list that I got knocked off. Now, the challenge is to remember these other items on this honey-do list that I have forgotten, but I'm sure that if I'm patient, I'll get a subtle reminder coming pretty soon.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that's always sort of a good that's an excuse to go to a gun shop, isn't it, to get on the honey-do list?
Right. And then, you know, better days, man, you know, it gives you an opportunity to look around and see what's new on the shelf, right? But, man, I don't know how things are at the gun shops in your area, but the pickings are getting slim, let me tell you.
Well, here,
getting slim.
Where I live,
uh-huh.
if I go from one city to the next, there's one down in the Midlands of this state that seems to have plenty of stock on hand, including ammunition that you can buy by the case if you don't mind paying the cost. They do have ammunition available. It's about three times what I paid for it earlier in 2020.
Okay.
And but it's available.
It's available at a cost.
Yep.
Slightly elevated price point.
No, it's not slightly elevated. It's 300% more than it used to be, but... yeah, I guess you could call that slightly elevated. It's not 500%, right?
Right. The thing is, it's available. And you know what? If you have to pay a wee bit more for it, you know, fine, so be it. That will teach you to be more forward-thinking in the future.
You know? There you go.
I used to keep some rounds on hand, but, you know, I don't know how this got past me that I let her... defensive rounds get low, you know, but
you fix it. Hey, that's all you can do. Coming up on the first break, how do people find One Young Rick Ector?
Man, I'm young, but not as young as I used to be. RICKECTOR, Rick Firearm Academy, Detroit, DetroitCCW.com, or find me at DetroitCCW on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos and growing.
I just think about that every time you pop that number. It just makes me cringe to think about all that output. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with our information delivery system. From Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're on Planet Rick with Rick Ector discussing certain things. Did you see what the Violence Policy Center put out the other day?
Yeah, I was forwarded that article, you know, and, you know, really when I look at news items that come across my virtual desk, man, unfortunately to say, once I see who puts it out, I kind of get an idea as to what it's all about when, you know, I actually read it. And let me just say, the Violence Prevention Policy Conference, or whatever they call themselves, man, the VPC, they did not disappoint.
Well, this is a thing that I find striking, is that they think that that Black America, prior to this year, I guess they think that Black America didn't buy guns. And Hispanic, you know, it's Black and brown people. They're talking about Black and brown people. So that's their verbiage. So Black and brown people didn't buy guns. And then you were targeted by the NRA and the NSSF, and you were persuaded you should go buy guns. And the whole reason was to drive the sales of guns. And I mean, I you know, that one trick pony nonsense, it gets sort of wearing. It's
well, you know,
I find it insulting. I find it, you know, I think about you. I think about everybody else. They targeted Maj Ture. They talked about him. Right. It's like, you guys can't make your own minds up about what you want to do. That's insulting to me.
Well, we can't think for ourselves. But here's the one thing that, you know, if you really look at it, when you look at some of the Black and other representatives of gun culture who are a growing force in the gun-owning public, you know, they are people who are pretty much out there operating without any support from any gun manufacturers or gun organizations. You look at someone like Maj Ture, you know, what he's doing, it's all 100% his organization, something he founded on his own. When you talk about someone like Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun, he's been doing his own thing without any major support. When you look at any other people that are out there, man, it's a homegrown effort, and it's really the detraction from the time and energy that they put into being in the gun rights arena, you know, to say that they don't have any interest or mindset of their own, and that they've fallen prey, you know, as victims to these pro-gun organizations like the NRA, and we just mindlessly fell in line and just started talking and preaching guns. You know, we've been a growing force in the gun community for a while now, and yes, we're probably at the highest rate of participation ever, but the gun industry in of itself is at the highest gun buying point it has probably ever been in history, and when you figure out all the things that have happened simultaneously, you know, we're still dealing with this pandemic. We're still dealing with crime in our urban centers. You know, crime has peaked all over the country, and especially in our largest urban centers. You know, we just got over, you know, the uncertainty around the election, and then there's certain factions who are using this as an opportunity to put the idea for more gun control. So it's a very contentious period. We're still waiting to see exactly what the new presidential administration is going to do with regards to any agendas that he may have with regards to gun control. So it's a very contentious period. People are dealing with, you know, safety concerns, and they're taking reasonable action, reasonable precautions, taking on a more active role in their personal protection. And it is only common sense. It is logical. It is self-preservation. And it makes common sense.
All of those things. The only thing that I question, right, is that when that happens in the in the Black American community, when people talk about Black American gun owners that way, how deep does that word get out? How deep does that penetrate? And what kind of reaction comes out of that? Because I find that repugnant to get out there and think a group of people, simply because of their skin tone, can't think for themselves. Because that's the way they set it up.
Well, I mean, it's good propaganda for their minions and people that think like them, but unfortunately, the rest of us don't really pay them much mind, and they really don't have much penetration in terms of the general population at large. You know, the general population at large doesn't even know that there's a gun rights battle going on, let alone that there's certain organizations that are trying to take away their right to own a gun. You know, one of the more interesting things that I find as we go through these very political elections and election cycles, man, is that people may vote one way, but I'll tell you, when they are concerned about their safety, regardless of who they vote for, what party they vote for, they will still go buy a gun and buy ammunition. And it's probably only later that some of them realize that there might be a correlation between who they vote for and whether there'll be more gun control legislation coming down the pipe, man. But that's one of those three.
Did we just lose Rick? That happens every time. It's either me or him. There's just something about that. I'll go ahead and I'll talk us into the break. You can find Rick Ector at Legally Armed in Detroit. He runs Rick's Firearms Academy. He has a YouTube channel, Rick Ector, ECTOR, with over 2,200.
I'm back. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. That was a hard disconnect.
We sound like that Verizon commercial. What's funny, man, I got on a roll and I was talking and I didn't even realize we were disconnected.
I heard it over here. It sounded like a wet tree breaking, a wet sapling. It was like a big old crack. But anyway, I was giving out how to find you and everything, the 2,200 videos you have on YouTube and Rick Ector, ECTOR, and all the look him up on media. He's been on TV a lot. He's a star. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending the 40 executive orders signed by President Biden in the past 8 days.
Part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing and working to reach out to Democrats and Republicans to do exactly that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the president vowed to immediately address the pain and suffering of the American people. COVID coordinator Max Rose says the Pentagon's pandemic response so far has been largely to deploy medical military personnel.
Today, there are over 20,000 National Guardsmen deployed providing COVID support, including at over 216 vaccine sites in 36 states and territories.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 300 points to finish at 30,603. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Tom Cotton called for federal authorities to remove National Guard troops from Washington, D.C., as thousands remain deployed in the nation's capital due to ongoing threats of political violence. The Arkansas senator adding on Fox News,
"It's kind of a generalized threat of some kind of domestic extremism and domestic violence. But it's not, to my knowledge, geared specifically towards the capital of the United States. Remember, this is the people's house. It should not be a fortress. It has to be guarded. It has to be guarded at critical moments, like on inaugurations or States of the Union or joint sessions when we welcome foreign heads of state. And that force posture has to be geared towards the actual threat. But we should not turn it into a bunkered compound like so many federal buildings in Washington already are."
Today is Data Privacy Day, and Americans are being urged to update and safeguard their personal information. Experts saying everyone should take the day to update their passwords. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector, talking about the various things that are going on. So what, normally, you have a topic you want to bring up, so please, if you would.
Yeah, man, let's talk all about safety, man. And I'm not talking about being tackled in your own end zone during a football game.
Gotcha.
What is, pray tell, in the gun firearm vernacular, a safety?
You're talking about the mechanical safety? That's something that's mounted on the gun that once you activate it, or unless you activate it otherwise, there's two kinds of safeties. There's a kind that allow a gun to fire. If it's not activated, it will not fire. And there's a kind that will not allow it to fire if it's activated. So,
right. And so, in that vein, man, let's talk about your personal protection firearms, your handguns, man. Do they have safeties on?
I have safeties on the 1911 type platforms, on the 2011s and the 2019, okay. That kind of stuff. But on my striker fired ones, I don't.
Okay. So in the world of firearms and safeties, man, name all the different types of safeties you might find on a firearm.
Well, let's see. So there's decockers, which I don't know if I would call that a safety per se, but that takes it from a cocked and locked position and puts it back into a double action position. It's no longer single action. It's now double action. It's a longer trigger pull, so it's not something you're going to inadvertently do. Then in place of the decocker, you can also have a frame-mounted safety, which actually you would engage when you have the weapon cocked and locked, so to speak. You can use those on certain double action, single action guns, and you can, and most single action guns have it that way. Then you have also on the 1911s, they have a grip mounted safety, which must be depressed by your palm in order for it to fire.
Yeah.
And on a lot of the striker fired guns, like your Smith & Wesson and the Glocks and everything else, they have a trigger mounted safety, which it must be depressed in order for the trigger to be able to go all the way back to break the wall and send a round downrange.
Oh, man. Very good, man. Very, very good, man. And the thing that I wanted to talk about today was safeties, man, and all about safeties. One, the different types of safeties. You absolutely, positively nailed that. But the one thing that I wanted to stress about a safety, I want to discuss what it is not. A safety is not a substitute for keeping your firearm in a safe direction. It is not a safeguard for putting your finger on the trigger when you're not prepared to engage that firearm. Guns not in use should be unloaded and stored away. And guns have, basically for all practical and purposes, you should have limited access to your firearm so that non-authorized users should gain access to it. In my own personal opinion, I believe that there is a form of safety or a safety that is above all the ones you have mentioned. And I sort of alluded to it with my little four bullet points. What is absolutely the best safety one to actually have?
Well, the easy answer is what's between your ears, knowing to keep your finger out of the trigger guard, that kind of thing. Because most modern firearms today are not going to accidentally go off.
No, they're not. And you know, the best safety I always maintain is knowledge of fundamental firearm safety and the insistence that you use it each and every time that you come into contact with a firearm, and that one should not rely solely on a mechanical external device to replace your safe handling of that gun. There might be some people out there who, based on their handling of a gun, they might say, oh, I have a safety, and this safety is activated. I can do all sorts of weird and unsafe things with my gun. And I'm here to say no, most assuredly not, because, hey, with a mechanical device, something might malfunction, and then we're then left with a gun without a safety. And then, of course, we should proceed to behave safe at all times. So you practice with your gun. You do practice drawing. You practice drawing your gun?
Yes, sir.
And so is deactivating the safety part of your actual draw routine?
I try to deactivate at 45 degrees. When my gun is 45 degrees out in front of me, I try to deactivate it right there.
Okay.
And then,
when you do practice your draw, you're actually practicing the disengagement of your safety as part of your drawing sequence.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that first shot is very important, the first shot going downrange. So you want to be able to make the first shot, and at the same time, lots of people shoot themselves in the leg, drawing the gun, and a safety on a gun is one more step to remember. So, you know, that has to become part of your muscle memory and everything else. So, I have these little things in my mind.
Yeah, it's very important that, one, you know how to safely draw your gun from your holster. That's for sure. Otherwise, you're going to risk hurting yourself, shooting yourself. And not only is that dangerous, it's also embarrassing to actually shoot yourself, let alone if you're practicing drawing your gun. Of course, yes, drawing your gun should be part of your regular training regimen. Many places, at least here in Michigan and Metro Detroit, you can't practice actually drawing a gun from your holster for obvious reasons, right? If we have 20 lanes and we have 20 people drawing guns, you can imagine that everyone doesn't have the same level of familiarity with their guns when they're actually producing it, and it is a potential safety issue at the gun range.
Right. So, and I mean that one of the beautiful things about striker fired guns like your M&P and my SIGs is that they don't have safeties on them. They do have internal safeties built into them. But you really have to be on top of your game to carry one of those guns, and it really does instill, if you carry them successfully, it instills some very good habits.
Yeah. You know, and then there's the other part of safety, man. It's like the human factor concern, right?
Yeah. I tell you what, before you embark on that, we're coming up on the next break. If you would, please tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I am legally armed in Detroit.com. You can find me on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm there until I get deplatformed.
And you're here even if you get deplatformed. We can't be deplatformed.
Even if I get deplatformed, I'll still be here.
That's right. Rick will always be somewhere out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, all the other stuff that he does. So we're talking about safeties. Where would you like to go from here, sir?
Yeah, just want to make painfully obvious and clear to everyone that when we're talking about being under stress, you're going to experience your body doing a lot of things uncontrollably. You may have an adrenal dump. You know, your senses may change. Vision is impacted. Hearing is impacted. Sensation, blood leaving its fine skilled areas such as your fingers going through your core. You may not have the manual dexterity under normal circumstances that you possess. And you know what? You may not even be able to physically disable your safety to put the gun in use. So it's all the reasons why I personally gravitate toward carry guns without safety. Now, granted, when you go without a safety, you have to make absolutely darn sure that your gun handling skills are top-notch, A1, and that you have actually ingrained the habit of how to safely draw your gun from your firearm without shooting yourself. And if you are concerned about having a negligent discharge while drawing your gun, you definitely need to go back to stage one and learn how to safely draw your gun from a holster. And there are some safety considerations that obviously come to mind if you're going to practice drawing your gun. What precautions can you think of with regards to actually producing and drawing your handgun?
Don't put your finger in the trigger guard while you're pulling it.
Definitely not until you're ready, right?
Yeah. It needs to be pointing away from you. And it's a very dangerous time to holster and pull to draw and holster your weapon. That's a very dangerous time. It's like landing and taking off in a plane. That's when most of the accidents happen with a plane. So
most accidents happen when a plane is taken off and landing. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Same thing goes with your gun.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we hear about the proverbial stories about people anecdotally from time to time when they're holstering their gun, and depending on the guard that they're wearing, it may have drawstrings on it, and those have a way of getting entangled inside the trigger guard and causing all sorts of unfortunate incidents. So, yeah, you have to be mindful of all of those things when we're talking about producing a firearm from a holster and, of course, putting it back where it belongs in the holster. You know, drawing from the holster is something you should definitely do on a regular basis. You want to make sure that you safely perfected producing your gun in a time-sensitive time and being able to deploy it. And once you're done, you need to be able to safely put that gun back into your holster. Another thing to keep in mind with regards to safety, it is not a substitute for safely, let's call it, leaving your gun around the house or in an area that's accessible to unauthorized users, talking about children. You know, I don't want people to get the idea that just because they have a safety on a gun, that all of a sudden if a child comes into contact with it, that that means that nothing bad can happen to that child with your unsupervised firearm, even if it does have a safety on it. I'll tell you, it's like a puzzle, man. You give a child or someone who is sufficiently motivated, they'll find a way to unlock it, and believe it or not, bad things will happen. First principles, keep that gun outside of the direct control of unauthorized users, and yes, that includes children. Now, granted, I'm aware of the fact that there are many people out there who believe, as I do, that you should teach your kids about guns as soon as possible. We're talking about 80 Eagle, stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell a responsible adult. But still, you know your kids better than they know themselves. Help them be safe by not even putting that gun in harm's way. Any other tips you might have with regards to safety?
Well, I know that when the New York City Police Department went from wheel guns to Glocks, that they had a rash of New York City police men shooting themselves and accidentally, because they didn't have that big, heavy double-action trigger that they used to have on those revolvers. And but their reaction to that, because they don't get to train the way you and I get to train in the NYPD, apparently, was to put a 12-pound trigger in the gun.
Well, you know, that is not a safety per se, but it does help, right? Obviously, if you're used to an extremely heavy trigger pull in comparison to what we typically find on semi-automatic firearms, yeah, there's a huge dramatic difference there. And if you're not used to being safe with a trigger, then, yeah, I guess that could help you. But in modern-day firearms, there's not a whole lot of pressure to activate that trigger, man, let me tell you. And if you're not careful, you don't keep that gun pointed in the safe direction, if you don't keep your finger off that trigger, you will find that bad things will happen in short order. That is for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's the worst thing. That's that, the worst thing. It's bad enough if you have to shoot a criminal. If you have to, if you shoot somebody that you don't mean to shoot, that's bad. That's really, really bad. Really bad. It's very hard to deal with.
Yeah, it reminds me of every time I teach a concealed carry class, man, and I talk to the students in the class before I even introduce myself. You know, I want to know who brought a gun to class, right? And you know, I'm going through the safety protocols. I ask them, you know, is the gun unloaded? And they say yes or no. And depending on the answer, you know, I'm going to inspect their gun anyway. And as I come to them, the very first thing I tell them is, hey, regardless of what I say next, don't touch your gun or don't attempt to touch your gun or even go towards your gun. I'm just merely asking questions, but don't do anything. Because invariably, if you don't say that, you say, hey, did you bring a gun to class? They might start reaching for it, right? And once they start reaching for it, man, let me tell you, anything could happen. And I would rather take it slow and talk them through it, and let's make it through the handgun verification process to ensure that we don't have a loaded gun in class. So, man, I'll tell you, experience, man, is the greatest teacher. And you know what? You don't have to always learn from your personal direct experience. Just reading about certain mishaps that have occurred before, keeping yourself abreast on those stories and learning the lessons that you can bring into your own classroom can yield huge dividends, man. I've been teaching, 13, 14 years now. Have never had a negative event in any class, and I plan on keeping it that way by being extremely diligent each and every time that I conduct a class.
Gotcha. That's excellent philosophy. Excellent philosophy. I was about to say, as a teacher, I bet you've seen all kinds of unsafe acts, and I bet you probably have some of the fastest lateral movement going up and down the firing line. You're looking out the corner to see that, jump around and take care of that?
You know, I've seen a lot of things, you know, and one of the things that I'm blessed is that I have a couple people that when I teach, they're with me, you know, not only to help instruct other students, but, you know, when you're out of the public range, man, and it's not to say that public range owners and people that operate ranges don't do a diligent job of supervising their ranges. I'm just saying if they're in proximity with a lot of people whose gun handling is unknown to you and you always want to be watching and making sure that other people are safe.
Well, I tell you
believe
what.
It or not, you know what? I don't hesitate to interject myself professionally and politely and offer my assistance free of charge just to make sure nobody gets hurt.
Okay, well, we are running out of time. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And lost him again. Coming up next, it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.